Mr. President, honorable ministers, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I join the rest of the delegates who have spoken before me to congratulate Mr. President and all vice presidents on their election. I would like to start by offering my congratulations to Dr. Margaret Chan for her strong leadership in steering the World Health Organization during what can be described as a turbulent period with many public health challenges. I am indeed grateful that Seychelles has the opportunity to add her voice to the theme, how to ensure the place of health in the next generation of global development goals. The theme is very relevant, and it is important that the 66th World Health Assembly is addressing this topic. The Millennium Development Goals provided an opportunity for health to be highlighted as an important development issue. And indeed, much has been accomplished to improve health in most countries. Seychelles has seen substantial health gains in the past two decades, and this is evidenced by the good health indicators. Our president, Mr. James Michel, has made health a priority, and the health sector this year received the greatest allocation of the government annual budget. As a country, Seychelles embrace universal health coverage, and every citizen can access free integrated health care in health facilities which are well spread out within the country. We have achieved considerable success in the control of communicable diseases. We can be proud of our achievements of meeting the health-related MDG targets ahead of the set date. However, the challenge of sustaining these achievements as a small developing island state seeds is becoming more evident. As small developing island states, we often become victims of our hard work. As improvement in our economic and health status affect our eligibility for assistance from donors. Whilst we appreciate that the funding environment has changed with the economic downturn, we need to be assisted. I repeat, we need to be assisted to maintain the gains we have made. These are real concerns for small island developing states like ours, with all their vulnerabilities, especially their volatile economies. The emerging problems of NCDs are placing an ever-increasing burden on the already limited resources of SIDS. It is therefore imperative that global health strategies factor in the needs and specificities of SIDS. Seychelles would like to acknowledge the work of the Regional Office of Africa in addressing the needs of SIDS separately. And we thank the Regional Director, Dr. Luis Sambo's leadership in this initiative. In ensuring that the health agenda remains relevant and responsive to population needs and not wants, the focus of health has to move away from being disease-oriented to that of well-being. Benefits and cost-effectiveness of primary preventions have to be harped louder and supported by science and hard statistics. We have enough resolutions and policies that have remained paper-bound. Implementing these, in many instances, require an all-sector approach for this reason. It is important that greater effort is given to increase dialogue with all sectors, including civil society and the private sector, to promote the integration of social determinants of health in all national policies and strategies. The health paradigm has to shift from where it is currently to one of development and sustainability, if we are to respond successfully to the changing needs of the population. It is inconceivable to imagine development without health. Therefore, it is inadmissible that health should be omitted in any development goals. The post-2015 development agenda must therefore embrace health as a main sphere of action for development. Seychelles is in support of the proposed view put forward by the United Nations Thematic Group on Health on maximize health at all stages of life and the importance of universal health coverage. Having used this approach and seen the benefits, we believe that the work on health-related MDGs should remain central in the post-2015 development with country and region-specific targets and intervention. I thank you all for your attention.